earlier this week, in fact, it was just yesterday, we had one host, Dave Schrader, who came in, wasn't feeling well, and did not complete the show. And it sounds like Dave was really struggling, so I hope Dave's doing well. I am not doing well, and I know you're pleased because I came in, too.
Thank you for that. We have a little bit of distance here, but...
Yeah. I missed you.
Oh, Chad.
I missed you.
Oh, Chad. So you're trying to get me sick so none of us show up for work next week?
Apparently. I don't know.
I hope you're doing okay. I mean, we'll be doing okay. I realize it's a struggle right now, but...
We'll figure it out.
Is it, are we talking stomach? Or are we talking...
Head and chest and... Hello.
I mean, you sound really good.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Portugal, and I'm still doing Instagrams. I mean, why not? He stays on brand. Bravo. A 10-year-old. That's how we're starting. It's part of it's impossible to think of, and part of it, that's what's going on in Minneapolis and other major cities. You've heard it the last few hours. MPD arrested a 10-year-old kid, for driving a stolen vehicle recklessly across playground. It looked to me like you saw the video for the first time. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I saw it a couple times before.
Yeah, I hadn't watched it, but I'd heard of the descriptions.
Okay. When you just watch that, a 10-year-old kid driving across a crowded school playground, what was your immediate reaction?
It's frightening.
It is.
I mean, I knew how it ended. I knew that nobody was injured. Nobody got hit. But still, watching that car pass by the playground three times, four times,
mm-hmm.
not that far away.
No.
The actual playground structure going through these more open fields. Oh, my goodness.
So this happened on September 20th. An arrest yesterday, second-degree assault. That on its own is troubling and raises all sorts of questions. That's just the start of it, though.
That's not the most shocking part.
No, which is not. 30 police entries dating back to May of 2023. So he was 9 then. He had been arrested twice before for auto theft-related crimes. He's also listed as a suspect in more than 12 cases that range from auto theft to robbery to assault with a dangerous weapon. Yes, a 9 and 10-year-old kid with assault with a dangerous weapon. Brian O'Hara said the family is cooperative, have asked for help to keep their son or anyone else from being injured or killed. So I get that among the many questions we would ask is, what's going on at home? What are they doing? We don't know yet. It raises a lot of questions, raises a lot of scrutiny, but there are stories. There were the story, there was not just the story, there was the incident when what would it have been now, maybe 6 weeks ago or so, when the three kids, 11, 12, 13, right in there, stole the vehicle, shots were fired, and reports that at least one of the parents had went to the police saying, make your charges stronger. What we're doing is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the disparity between Moriarty and O'Hara, where O'Hara came out and just called her a liar. There's a story today, or the last 24 hours, where the average age of a victim, a juvenile victim, so not overall age, but just juvenile victim in Minneapolis, is 15 years old. I get in society, we may have outliers. We may have outliers of sheer brilliance, sheer kindness, cruelty, criminality. It's probably still an outlier, Dave, when it's a 10-year-old with 30 different incidents involving criminality.
In the last 15 to 16 months.
Yes.
Two a month.
Two a month. Well, and as a 9-year-old, and maybe as an 8-year-old, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Who knows when he turned 10? But is it really that much of a rarity in Minneapolis the last couple of years with 11, 12, 13, 14, in particular with carjackings and other crimes?
How many times have we heard it from the chief, from the mayor, screaming about the fact that this is, you know, like you said, the specific, the carjackings, the stealing of Kias and Hyundais.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of young kids.
And O'Hara used the term unfathomable. And I agree when we're talking the 10-year-old. But it's a little bit like the school shootings, where they are extraordinarily cruel, life-ending, life-altering, debate-starting. But if something happens today, and let's hope it doesn't, are we going to be like, wow, didn't see that coming? No. Mm-mm. And right now, in Minneapolis, and it's not just Minneapolis, because it's another big cities, but it absolutely, unequivocally, without any hesitation, is a problem in Minneapolis. It has happened with kids this bleeping age. It is infuriating. It is unacceptable. And God knows we've talked Moriarty a lot on this show, and will continue to. And her timing, winning the office, in a number of ways, but including looking at juveniles and different ways, once they're found guilty or once they're interacting with the legal system, I think there are times, Dave, when it makes sense. I think there are times when you're like, that's too young. There are also, and let's be honest in this case, time after time after time after time after time where you're hearing from O'Hara and Fry and saying it's the same kids. How many times have we interviewed O'Hara on this, let alone when he's making his regular appearance with Adam and Jordana, where, yeah, we know the kids, they're coming in, and they're getting out hour or two later.
Yeah.
What the bleep is wrong? Do you feel like this is going to be changing soon? Because I don't.
Doesn't feel like it. We've been, as you said, talking about it for months, many, many months, going on years of hearing the chief, hearing the mayor say, it's the same kids. We know these kids.
Mm-hmm.
We know who they are. We know where they're going when they get the revolving door out from the police station and head back home, and then they're back out on the streets hours, days later doing the same garbage.
There are times when the punishment for even a young kid has to be strong. I'm sorry, 30 interactions as maybe an 8-year-old, definitely as a 9-year-old, and now could have killed people.
Yeah.
Could have killed, not people, kids, maybe classmates, don't know. And I'm not saying Stillwater, but this can't keep happening. And just, what are we going to do? We have to find ways to do things, especially when parents are saying, help us out. When people are going to raise the topic, because I want you to call in or I want you to text in about this. 651-461-9226. What's going on with the parenting? We talk about that all the time. Maybe there's some just complete, utter incompetence.
We have parents being held responsible now for school shootings. I mean, do you take a look?
Yes.
When you've got something like this with 10-year-olds, with 11, 12, 13-year-olds that are constantly doing the same stuff, you have to.
Absolutely, you have to. But you also don't automatically say, well, it has to be the parents. Because you don't know what has happened. You don't know potentially, excuse me, what sort of mental health situation could be taking place. But if there is a parent and they can legally prove and the law is capable of doing that, or maybe the law has to be changed, where a parent or parents were so derelict, yes, absolutely. To automatically assume it, no. To adjust laws to punish these kids even stronger, absolutely. And would we have said this 30, 40, 50 years ago? Probably not. And we do have many more platforms. We have talk shows. We have Twitter. We have blogs. We have the ability to cover this stuff more than we did 30, 40, 50 years ago. But to act like it's about the same thing and the same thing's been going on, I don't buy it at all. I just don't. And it should anger you. It should infuriate you. It should make you feel scared for what can happen to other kids. It should make you feel sad about what's going on. What do you want to say about this topic? Again, I apologize for the voice. Not feeling the greatest. But I appreciate everybody listening. Call or text stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dave Harrigan, what do we have today for our music bumper theme?
Oh, we've invaded London. The Vikings are there. They're plundering.
They are plundering.
London is the theme.
I think that works. Among the texts, has Mary Moriarty released the 10-year-old yet? Mary doesn't release.
She doesn't have the keys to the...
I don't think she does that, the police, but the police have to follow the law and the guidelines, and then Moriarty has to decide on charges and the path. But Mary, not real popular with many people right now.
Among the youth of Minneapolis, she's probably terribly popular right
now. Not sure that's the group that she's looking for right now. Hey, Chad, he's only 10 with an extensive record. Let's keep letting him go until he kills someone. Isn't that how we do it today? I don't understand to a certain level. And you can't invent laws. I understand that. But this many interactions with the law, twice before, auto theft, suspect in more than 12 cases. From auto theft to robbery to assault with a dangerous weapon before you would sit there and say, he's going to juvenile and he's not getting out until he has an opportunity to go through some rehabilitation of some sort or a trial itself takes place. Suspect in these crimes, the kid deserves an opportunity to defend himself. It would seem pretty bleeping clear that they know he drove the car.
Yes, it does.
That would seem, now we've been shocked before because mistakes can happen, but over and over and over and over again for this kid and nothing is happening.
You can say the word over 25 more times too.
And a number of texts on the parents. I'll say it again. It raises a lot of questions. It does. There are cases, though, where the parents are doing the right things. And the kid, the whole nature versus nurture situation, and the kid just won't stop. There are also many examples of complete and total dereliction of any simple level of parental responsibility. And not giving a damn, criminality on your own end, selfishness. So as we said before the break, looking more at parents and tying them to kids on crimes, I'd want to see how the law was written. But if you're expecting me to see no, absolutely, I'm never going to say that. But to leap and just automatically assume it's it, we can't go that far. In the case of the kid who went to school, and what did he kill, four kids, I think, in Ohio, right? Mm-hmm. It was very clear that the parents knew something was going on, knew about the weapon, knew about mental health issues, knew about, wasn't it things he had written down to? And even that day when the kid was brought to the principal's office, when they, it turns out, they were available to take him home, and they lied and said, now we're busy. I would think across this country the next couple years, we're going to see greater attempts to tighten up and clarify parental legal responsibility. Your worry is, well, first of all, your biggest worry is this is happening, okay? Your second biggest, thanks, Brad. Your second biggest is, could you bring a parent in and charge them when they did nothing wrong? But we can't sit here and keep spinning our wheels, right?
No. And when you look at a situation like this, a 10-year-old, we're going back to when he was 9, possibly 8, I think it's pretty clear there was a dereliction. You know, I've got a 7-year-old. She'll be 8 soon. I can't imagine how you allow a child to be out and about, just outside of the house without being under your supervision, to get picked up by the cops 30 different times in 15 to 16 months. That there has to be a failure at home. There's no other way to look at it.
And one of the last times we talked about this, what are kids doing? How many of them are raised by younger kids, not their parents? Ideally, sure, you'd rather have two parents there. Sometimes the two parents both are incompetent. I'd rather have the one parent, but if you told me it's an option, yeah. Can you keep kids busier? Somebody's saying we need to spank more. I'm not here to have a law to prevent you from spanking, but to suggest spanking is really the only way to solve this? No. And by the way, I was the bad guy with our kids. And most of it I stand by. There are parts of it I look back and I kind of shake my head a little bit. But I now have an extraordinarily strong relationship with my two older boys. So if people are trying to be friends over and over again, and that doesn't mean you don't have great, loving, caring relationship with the kids. And at some ages, it's way too young. But you want the kids to have a healthy, I don't think it needs to be fear. Something's fear, if you want to think that's fine. But realization,
yeah,
that if I screw up, I'm going to be punished. If you think fear is the way to go, as long as you're not harming too far, sure.
It could be fear of the consequence. It doesn't
have to
be fear of your parent hurting you. It could be fear of, okay, if I step out of line, I know it's going to happen. I'm going to be grounded for a week, for a month. I'm going to get this taken away. Yeah.
Exactly. That's it. Major is next here on CCM.